two things we know about the treatment for HIV and AIDS. The life-sustaining antiretroviral drugs are very expensive, and they work. Kevin Sack, New York Times national correspondent, joins us now to talk about how the economy is having an effect on those expensive drugs and a government program that provides them to people with HIV or AIDS. First of all, Kevin, what's happening to these drug programs that, as you say, and as we know, are so expensive?
Well, John, there's a federal program called the AIDS Drug Assistance Program. It's about $1.6 billion total that is spent on drugs, antiretroviral drugs for people with HIV or AIDS who can't afford them. And as with other safety net programs, there's ballooning demand for this program caused by all the unemployment brought by the recession. People have lost their jobs. They've lost their health insurance. So demand has soared, and of course it's soaring at a time when government has, at best, static resources and often diminishing resources to deal with it. So what's happened is that 12 states as of today, because Georgia joined the list today, have closed enrollment in the program. Three other states have narrowed eligibility for the program. Two of them have dropped scores of people from their roles, and New Jersey will narrow its eligibility threshold on August 1, and that'll probably drop another 600. But they're now about almost 1,800 people as of last week on waiting lists, and that's a new record.
Well, and that's a national number, right?
That's correct.
Kevin Sack, is this the same kind of mechanism where the federal government mandates a program and creates an availability for some drugs, but it's the states that have to actually pay the bill? And when those bills get too high, the states sort of opt out?
No, it's primarily a federally funded program. The vast majority of the money comes from the feds. I think it's about 55% at this point. There is a share that's contributed by the states. Most of that money is given voluntarily. There's no mandate. It's complicated, but there are parts of the program that require state matches in order to get federal money. But for the most part, it's federal money. Now, the other big factor here are the drug companies, which have contributed to the program through rebates and discounting. And at the moment, they're sort of picking up the slack, stepping into the breach by putting more people onto their patient assistance programs, which provide free medications to those in need. And also, they're in tough negotiations with these state programs to discount their products.
There's a disturbing irony here, and I wonder if you could explore it before we go, in that people who go off the antiretroviral drugs and develop full-blown AIDS could end up being a greater expense to the system. How would that work?
It's always the way, right? I mean, whenever we are forced to make these short-term cuts in safety net programs, they always have long-term costs. And you're exactly right that people that develop full-blown AIDS, and you're much more likely to get to that point if you're not on these drugs and to get there faster, they're expensive to treat. They wind up in the hospital with opportunistic infections, often stay a long time, and obviously if they don't have coverage, somebody is going to be insuring them. You or me or the government, and it costs all of us.
All right, diminishing safety net programs for people with HIV or AIDS. Kevin Sack, New York Times national correspondent, is on the story. We'll